Gotcha. It's Mike Wynn with a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. So, what to start with? How about All the Things You Are? Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are, written in 1939, for the musical Very Warm for May. Quite true, that. I've always been a big fan of pianist Dan Nimmer, and that song demonstrates why. This is a Venus album recorded in New York in Jan 2012. David Wong bass, Pete Van Nostrand drums. All 11 songs are standards, from Moon River to Lullaby of Birdland to Misty. All the Things You Are is a song of infinite possibilities for a jazz muso. Bud Shanks said, after 60 years of playing it, that he never felt he had exhausted the possibilities of the song. And yet, Jerome Kern hated jazz musos taking, quote, liberties with his music. Well, sorry, Jerome, we enjoyed this version. A gentle start, but let's get into the groove right now. Or in fact, and now.
And now! And now! And now! And now we give you by special request the Hamp Boogie Woogie!
That's from another Swiss Radio Days album. The whole series is of Swiss-based gigs of the 50s, 60s and 70s. This is volume 18, and it's a concert by the Lionel Hampton Orchestra in Basel or Basel in September 53. To be specific, this is part two. Part one is volume 17. Hamp was the leading vibes player of his day, but at concerts would also play drums and piano and sing. And yes, it's Hamp the pianist here on Hamp's Boogie Woogie, a song he also wrote. When Hamp went back to the vibes, Quincy Jones left the trumpet section and took over at the piano during this European tour. This is indeed a big band, an 18-piecer, so in addition to Hamp and Quincy, as we already know, I'll just single out a few of the sidemen. A young Clifford Brown is in the brass section, together with Art Farmer, Jimmy Cleveland and Buster Cooper in the trombones, and Gigi Grice on alto. Hamp was, as well as a versatile and excellent muso, a great entertainer. We'll hear a vocal of his a bit later. Nope, change that. Let's hear it right now.
Hey, Bob Rebop! Hey, Bob Rebop!
And the Swiss crowd knew their lines too. Another Hamp compo, Hey Baba Rebop. No, lyrics weren't his strong suit, but, although I never saw Hamp live, through his live recordings, and there are many, many of them, I feel as though I have seen him. Let's quieten things down with one of our fave songs. Danny Boy, that most enduring of traditional Irish songs. The pianist on this August 2009 recording in Italy is Edward Simon, who is actually Venezuelan, despite that oh-so-English-sounding name. In amongst the jazz standards, there are two traditional Irish songs on this album, She Moved Through the Fair being the other one. And he says in the liner notes, quote, I had not played Irish music until the day we recorded this album. I immediately felt a strong connection with this music. Its simplicity and beauty resonated deep within me, unquote. Philip Donkin on bass and Stephen Keogh drums. Harpsichord, anyone? From a fabulous October 66 recorded album that's just been re-released on the Japanese Venus label. All liner notes in Japanese, mutter mutter. Somehow the original LP bypassed me, so I'm grateful for this re-release. I think, as I know the cover so well, that every time I saw this Impulse LP in the record bins, I stupidly assumed I already had it in my collection. The leader is our old chum pianist Hank Jones. Piano on some songs, electric harpsichord on others, including this one, Manny Album's Lullaby of Jazzland. I'll rush through all the other names, if I may, as this is an amazing lineup. Ernie Royal, Clark Terry, Joe Newman, Snooker Young on trumpets, J.J. Johnson, Jimmy Cleveland, Tom Mitchell and Britt Woodman trombones, Phil Woods, Jerry Dodgian, Robert Ashton, Jerome Richardson and Danny Bank reeds, George Duvivier bass, Grady Tate drums. No wonder it sounded so good. Like standing halfway up an oak tree on a spring day, which may not be the most obvious analogy. Vibes man Joe Locke is next. Thank you. recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City in October 2012. The album is entitled Lay Down My Heart, Blues and Ballads, Volume 1. So, I'm already longing for the day when Volume 2 arrives. Joe Locke on vibes is the leader. The rest of the quartet is Ryan Cohan on piano, a new name to me, David Fink bass, and Jamie O'Brown drums, another new name to me. With the exception of Making Whoopee, all the other songs on the album are, well, of some form of unhappiness, from Broken Toy to this song, Bittersweet, written by bassist Sam Jones. One of our fave tenor men next, Stanley Turrentine. Thank you. tenor man Stanley Turrentine made over 24 albums for Blue Note in the 60s, all as a leader, countless more as a sideman. Well, not exactly countless, but I've stopped counting. And this is the June 61 Blue Note LP, Dearly Beloved. Rudy Van Gelder was the engineer on all of Turrentine's Blue Note albums. Stanley tenor, Little Miss Cott on the Hammond organ. She had two other real names, Little Miss Cott being the one she used for this recording, as she was already under contract to another record label as her real name, Shirley Scott. She was also Mrs. Turrentine at the time of this recording. Roy Brooks was on drums, and that was a Mr. Turrentine compo, We Are Theme. It's vocal time, two of the all-time greats together.
How I miss all our stolen little moments, the many times I'm not with you. They are such precious stolen moments that are meant only for us two. Whenever you're gone and I know you're not here, it's so hard to remember when you disappear. With your face always there right in front of me, dear, but you belong to her. Why can't I always have you here, holding you in my arms forever, and I'll never have any fear. Whenever you're gone and I know you're not here, it's so hard to remember when you disappeared. With your face always there, right in front of me, dear, but you belong. I have heard when you have stolen moments, it is called an affair, unfair. I don't want to have just stolen moments, so be mine and I'll always care. Whenever you're gone, I know you're not here. It's so hard to remember when you disappear, with your face always there right in front of me, dear. But you've been lost. How I miss all our stolen little moments, the many times I'm not with you. They are such precious stolen moments that are meant only for us two. Whenever you're gone and I know you're not here, it's so hard to remember when you disappear. With your face always there right in front of me, dear, but you belong to her. But you belong to her. But you belong to her. But you belong to her.
And the history of this recording is that singer Carmen McRae was appearing at the Blue Note Club in New York City. Betty Carter was in the audience and came onto the bandstand for a joyous, sadly unrecorded, half hour of spontaneity. They promised each other they would make a record together, and this Verve Jan 87 recording at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco is the result. That was Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments, also known as You Belong to Me. This four-night gig included McRae's pianist Eric Gunnison and her bassist Jim Hugart, plus Carter's drummer Winard Harper. And I chose that one because that's one of the few songs where they harmonise together. Great fun. It's Ellington. ¶¶ Edward Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite, adapted by Duke Ellington, Suites 1 and 2, I should say, and they became part of a Columbia LP called Swinging Suites by Edward E. and Edward G. The LP also includes the Ellington Strayhorn Suite Thursday, partly inspired by John Steinbeck. We've just heard Morning Mood from the Peer Gynt Suite No. 1. Soloists were Paul Gonsalves and Jimmy Hamilton, and A Sunrise by Harry Carney's baritone, recorded incidentally at the same time as the more acclaimed Ellington Strayhorn Nutcracker Suite, June 1960. A fabulous period of enormous creativity by the Duke and Strays and the whole band. Wonderful stuff. Hey, there's a new Bill Sharlop album out.
Thank you.
and another album recorded at Avatar Studios in New York, June 2015 in this case. Bill Charlotte piano with, for me, his best ever lineup, the unrelated Washington Boys, Peter Bass, Kenny Drums. They've been playing together on and off as a trio for almost 20 years. This album is called Notes from New York, and that was the Harold Arlen, Truman Capote song, A Sleeping Bee. Back to the 50s. The song was originally on a Savoy Records LP called Jazz Message No. 2, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in July 56. It was later re-released, also on Savoy, as Hard Bop. This really, yes, I know I often say this, but this really is an all-star cast. The leader is tenor man Hank Mobley, Donald Byrd, trumpet Lee Morgan on some of the tracks. Barry Harris, piano, Hank Jones, some of the tracks, Doug Watkins, bass, Kenny Clute Clark, drums, and that was a Hank Mobley original, Space Flight. Let's hear from Nina Simone. Was Nina Simone's own Young, Gifted and Black from August 69, and she was just that. Nina wrote so many terrific protest songs in support of her crusade for racial equality. Nina on piano there too, Eric Gale and Everett Barksdale on guitars, Weldon Irving, who co-wrote the song, was on organ, Jerry Jemat on bass, Bernard Pretty Purdy drums, Montego Joe percussion, plus a horn section and vocal backing. We're going to close with Welcome Back. Odd closing title, I know, but some of you must have just returned from a long trip. This is Chet Baker in Germany, Loya Studios, Germany, in August 87, with Wolfgang Lackerschmidt vibes, plus Gunter Lenz bass. It's a Lackerschmidt song called, as you know, Welcome Back. Thank you. sadly, that's it for now. I really hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.